Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about the Early Years Network. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Karen Crow, Mississippi State University Extension Service Publications Specialist. So Karen, what are some of the benefits of a quality early childhood education program?
Well, Amy, there are many benefits. Not only does a quality child care center provide a safe and loving environment for a child while parents are away at work, but it also helps to nurture a child's development. Children are always learning. Early childhood education has been linked to higher test scores through grade school, as well as a higher likelihood to complete college compared to children who don't attend a quality early child care education program. Children are also able to learn social skills by being around other children, playing at various centers, and exploring different social situations to learn how to share, listen to others, and how to manage their emotions, as well as cognitive skills such as critical thinking and problem solving. Language development also occurs from story time, listening to teachers and classmates, as well as classroom guests and field trips. It's important to remember that what may look like a game or playtime is actual optimal learning time for a child, since they are not capable of sitting at a desk and listening to instruction from a teacher yet. Play is truly the work of childhood. As children play, they're exploring their environment, testing boundaries in a safe environment, and finding solutions to any problems they may occur.
Okay, so what if a child is in the care of a grandparent or another family member during the day? What can family members do to see that all of these opportunities for learning are offered outside of a quality child care center?
That's a great question, Amy. Children are able to learn anywhere they go, so it's important to provide opportunities to explore nature, such as at a nearby park, playing on a playground for physical exercise, and conducting experiments such as mixing paints to see what colors can be created. Be sure to take advantage of opportunities to discuss things to promote language development, even something as simple as talking about the grocery list and the foods you're going to prepare with each item bought while shopping for groceries. That's just a simple activity, yet there may be words children have never heard before they can learn through that activity. And reading to children is always time well spent. If caregivers need resources, our 14 resource and referral sites located across the state have an abundance of free resources such as games, toys, and personnel to help promote children's development. Anyone can visit one of our sites to check out these resources and also visit with our technical assistants for one-on-one advice and coaching. Our website has a map of our resource and referral locations and the hours of operation at earlyyearsnetworkms.org.
This is all great information for parents and caregivers of young children, but what about older kids that are already in school?
Well, that's a good point, Amy. We also offer technical assistance or personalized training to parents of school-age children, as well as to those who provide after-school care, such as child care facilities, schools, churches, and other youth-oriented organizations, whether the care is in the evenings, on holidays, or even just for the summer. Providers can also earn professional development hours and referral services for families and providers.
So with this program, does the staff member work with the teacher or do they work with the students? How does the interaction go?
Well, Amy, what we do is we come into the facility and we try to work with the teachers and child care center directors to be the best that they can be. And we might put on a demonstration of how their interactions should go in the classroom and things like that. But it's primarily with the adults on site so that we can help them to have best practices for their classroom and to ensure that the children are being taught developmentally appropriate things.
So where can we go for more information about Early Years Network?
Well, we have a vast online presence. Parents, caregivers, grandparents, anyone that's interested can access our services by calling 1-866-706-8827 or find us on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, or our website at earlyyearsnetworkms.org. Our mission is to grow Mississippi's children, so we're here to help children, parents, and caregivers all over the state.
Thank you so much. Today we've been speaking with Karen Crow, Mississippi State University Extension Service Publications Specialist. I'm Amy Taylor, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.